Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now. Hi, I'm Doc Martin.
And I'm Dr. Pat. And yep, this right here is The Healing Hour, boy. Wow.
Boy, do we need it, huh?
To say.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
So when Pat and I started to talk about how to do this show, this was several weeks ago, and we wanted to talk about my signature program, Maximum Medicine, and what it means. I'm a physician and a shamanic healer. And what does that mean to have Maximum Medicine? And we want to talk about that. But then the avalanche of Corona hit us. So we want to use part of this hour to talk about the things that are going on right now about Corona, the fears, the anxieties, and remind ourselves that we really have a lot inside of us and the way we act in our lives that can protect us and heal us. What do you think, Pat?
I think that we have to open up a dialogue and have a conversation about it because, you know, there are questions that outside of what you think the federal government is doing or what you think your local people are doing, there are other questions around this. And it really takes me to a comment that says, what is it as human beings, do we get to understand about ourselves? And it really calls me back to everything is energy. Thank you, Dr. Oz, for saying that. Mm-hmm. Because if he really meant that, and energy medicine is the next frontier, today's show and what you're going to talk about is a perfect, shall I say, incubator for talking about the things we're not talking about.
So, Pat, before we go on, will you just remind everybody what the call-in number is? Because I know all of you are kind of freaked out. Truthfully, I've been a little bit too. But call us during this, because if you've got a question when we get to the Corona part or a question about energy medicine, we want to hear it. And you can also text it in. Is that right, Pat?
They can go to our chat, and certainly there's a chat on our app, but also on the website, Transformation Talk Radio, and they could ask a question right there.
Perfect. And the call-in number?
1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. Awesome. So let's just start and talk about once upon a time, I was actually a scientist. I have a PhD in physiology. And then I decided that I wanted to hang a shingle and go anywhere and not be dependent on writing a grant to make a living and hang a shingle and go live in the country, and which I did end up doing. So I went to medical school, and in medical school, I took a month in different times during medical school and went to Honduras with a wonderful group, Honduras Outreach, and worked in the outback, and I'm talking the outback, in a medical clinic. And this is, I think, the beginning, and this was, gosh, I'm going to say this was in 1993 maybe, but this is when I first realized the power of what's unseen, of the energy behind things. So let me just set the stage for
you. Yes, please.
So we fly into Tegucigalpa, which is the capital of Honduras. Then we take a bus on the paved road, probably a couple of hours ride, even though it's only 90 miles. And then on gravel with potholes. So again, a 60 mile trip taking about, probably about 5 hours. And that's the headquarters. And from there, we would take different daily or weekly trips out to different satellite clinics.
Wow.
So we packed up to head out to this satellite clinic. And this is in out in the prairies and high desert of Honduras, but also then there's jungle. So we park the vans at the top of this ravine, and we hike an hour and a half down to a little concrete building that has bars on the windows, but otherwise no screens, literally a block, a cinder block building. Wow. And that's their K-12 school. And they had passed out the word that the doctors were coming. Well, already that came with this idea that we were magic. And they had people who came from all the villages hiking through the jungle to line up outside the cinder block building to see us. And if that doesn't give you humility, is that they actually thought that by being in our presence, by having us put our stethoscope on them, by handing out a little, you know, those little foil packets that has two Advils in it or two Tylenols.
Yeah.
That was magic. Now, that can make you feel good in doing that when there's a little old lady who's crippled with arthritis, who carries her own water, carries her kids or grandkids, the pounds, the mortar and pestle for grinding up her corn. But, you know, when I saw that they actually felt something more than me giving them a little foil packet, this was as if the gods had flown in and handed them magic powder. First of all, that's very humbling because there's no way other than for a couple of hours, what I gave her is going to help, unless there's something bigger going on. And that was the beginning of my journey into what is the bigger stuff behind this? Because those people who came got more from the visit than was written down on paper, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
A bigger energy of healing, even if it was something as simple as feeling heard. They just were absolutely glowing from the attention from these big honchos who came in from somewhere else. The foil packet, the fact that we touched them, literally touched them. And that's when I decided that there's something bigger going on. And it took a few years after that, but I started studying energy medicine because there's so much more to healing somebody than giving them a prescription for a cure, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. And the reason I know what you mean is because I went through this myself. Mm-hmm. And if you go through it, you know that there is a difference. But even if we fast forward to where we are today, there is a difference.
There is, because I know you guys may have listened a few months ago when Jonathan Goldman was on with me, and we talked about frequency plus intent equals healing. There is such, it's not just the frequency of the sound, it's the intent of the person playing the sound or sending the sound. And I've spent the last at least 15, if not 20 years, really trying to hone in on what is the intent behind the energy we send? And can that be powerful enough to shift things? I believe that it can. I'm also in a power of intention group based on the findings of Lynn McTaggart, The Science Behind the Power of Intention. And that's really, that's the wave of the future. Well, you know that, Pat, you've experienced that.
It is. And, you know, part of this is when we think about our world and when we think about our lives and when we think about, you know, what it healing is and what it isn't, just asking the question opens up a whole new door. It mm-hmm. opens up a whole new awareness. It opens up a whole new level of opening. But here's the thing, and we're going to talk about it today. We've got Amy calling in to the show here. Amy, we'll get right to you. But here's the thing about what you said. Human to human, person to person, heart to heart, right?
Right.
There's a level of compassion that's in the water, so to speak, that we often forget in the busyness of our days, and especially today in the busyness we are experiencing with COVID-19.
Right.
We are pointing to energies of hate, of new levels of pointing fingers. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, the reason you decided to really expand and really come out with the healing hour is to touch the hearts of people. That's what you're doing. You're credentialed. You're a doctor. You're a shaman. Now your new website, drsharonmartin.com, people will be able mm-hmm. to see all the things you do, the certification programs to teach people what you've learned. They could learn how to work with you at various levels. You just keep bringing this open door to people to step through. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to step through and truly challenge the strength of your conviction around healing. That's what we're tackling. And Amy, promise, we will get right to you. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Today, a couple things here in the Healing Hour with me, Dr. Pat, and I get to do this fabulous hour with Dr. Sharon Martin. One of the things we're doing is we're now, for all of you, we're introducing Maximum Medicine, the approach, and how to use Maximum Medicine for challenging times. And Amy, we're going to get to the phone. I want to make sure you know, please go over to drsharonmartin.com. That's drsharonmartin.com. And when you go over there, you're going to see her new website. But more importantly, you're going to see, when you look under Maximum Medicine, you're going to be able to see exactly what Doc Martin does, you know, how she approaches different things. In addition, you're going to be able to find, you know, the level of training and teaching that she is now going to be offering people, because all of this ties back into what is the benefit for us. You know, how do we bring spirituality and metaphysics together? You know, what is it about that that is so important to do, even more important now than ever? Doc Martin, why don't we go to the phones and have a chat with Amy, if we could. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Hello. Nice
job. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Awesome. How can we help you?
I have a question. I fell and broke my shoulder in three places 12 days ago. And I fractured, that's my left side, and I fractured my right knee. Do you have any suggestions energetically? I'm not asking for medical advice. I know we're not allowed to, even though you are a medical doctor. Any information you might share with me about this shoulder and knee and how to expedite the healing?
I love that question. The first thing that comes to my mind, forget about this corona craziness, but I just see that this is a good way to use this, quote, excuse to slow down. Slow down. When you're doing that slowing down, and that's hard to do in our daily lives, but when you're doing that slowing down is the time to tap into source. Because the one thing that I have learned in all of my different studies and picking up tools from this teacher, that teacher, is there's something higher than ourselves, even if that's just considered your higher self or your oversoul. And sometimes we need that help and we need that higher perspective. The other thing is, and I'll just digress a second, Edgar Casey Foundation in Virginia Beach has been putting out daily quotes of Edgar Casey. And the quote from him today, and I'll have to paraphrase because it's in old-timey language, was about meditation and the power we have when we tap into that higher field. So both of that, knowing there's something outside yourself that you can call in, and tapping into the universal field, that is a healed field. That is the field of the life force. That has all the potential for healing. And in that quiet time, you will get messages if you ask and you dialogue. What are the best things I should be eating right now? What are the best herbs I should be using? Are there topicals? So there's a whole database of information there that is outside our human mind. But the quiet and the meditative and the contemplative is how you reach it. And I'm just wondering, you know, I just keep getting this message that you needed to slow down. And maybe I'm off base, but take that for what it's worth.
What do you think of that, Amy?
I think you're absolutely right on, because when your left arm isn't working and your right knee is a little tricky, Mm-hmm. You don't have a choice, but you have to find the humor in it. So I truly appreciate what you're saying.
And there's also, if you think about that cross, left shoulder, right knee, there's a cross current of energy different from the cross current going the other way. So in your meditations, try to see balancing that the diagonal from your right shoulder to your left knee is as good as the diagonal from your left shoulder to your right knee, because right now they're out of balance. And again, ask Source, ask those higher beings outside of us to bring you the right energy, to tell you what you need to do, to tell you what you need to eat. Is there music that will help? And take it from there.
Yeah. I think the thing too is, can I ask you a question about this? How worried are you?
What?
Yeah, how worried are you about this?
Worried?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not worried.
Perfect.
For some reason, I'm really at peace with this. I'm like, oh, now I can do all these things I should have done a long time ago in the universe.
Exactly. Exactly. Because mm-hmm. that's the energy we're talking about, too. You know, one of the things that I'm really struck by is that, you know, when you've been on a healing journey of any kind, right, there are things you learn if you actually can go through the healing journey and heal, right? Mm-hmm. If for some reason you don't heal, of course, you're not here to talk about it. But in fact, if you do go through it, you can pinpoint, though, to yourself, wow, I remember this moment in time where when I was being told dot, 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 it just rushed right through me and I didn't hear a single word about it. And yet I knew I had to do something. And I think when we say everything is energy, one of the things we're trying to say to people, we can control that. We can say, I want to bring in the energy of healing. I want to bring in the energy of forgiveness. I want to bring in the energy and talk to my bones and literally let them know that here I am. I'm open to fast, accelerated healing. And I think that this is such an ancient way of healing. We don't remember it, because if you go back like thousands and thousands of years, that's what people did. Mm-hmm. You know, they mm-hmm. chanted over their bodies and their woundedness. And I mean, there were so many things they did. And all of a sudden now it's like, well, wait a minute, that worked then, but why is it going to work now? You know, when I was sick, I talked to my body. I talked to the parts of it that I knew were being attacked. And I'm not perfect. Some days I didn't talk. I cussed a bit at it. But this is where you can focus your powerful energy on this, because you don't have the resentment or the anger or the worry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that means that everything is possible for you. Right.
And then I'm just thinking of the things that I heard when you were in humor. That's the space of also, as you said, you talk to your body, Pat, loving your body and having gratitude for it, because being mad at it for not holding up the way you thought it should, those are two very powerful energies that come from the heart space, the gratitude and the love. And healing happens in that kind of vibe. We know that from Dr. Emoto's work with water. And the water molecules, when you hold the right words and intention around them, the beautiful crystals that are made with love and the mangled, deformed ones that are made with anger, it matters. So that you have it all, Amy. You've got what it takes. You can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Go ahead, Amy.
Go ahead. I was just going to mention, you know, I'm not one to go to doctors. I avoid them like the plague. and I truly love doctors and nurses. They are amazing people. They want to help us so much. And being in the emergency room all day, literally all day until the night, I was so grateful because I was just in major pain. And, you know, I realized how valuable these people are, and I'm grateful for these type of people when you have broken bones and you need x-rays, because they're just phenomenal. So that was a great lesson for me, to remind me, as much as I don't like doctors and all the hospital stuff, wow, when it comes to broken bones and pain, they're a godsend. So yeah, that was great lesson.
I'm a terrible patient myself, so I get it. Oh, my. I hate needles. Oh, golly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, that we could do a whole show on that.
Amy,
thank you so very much. I mean,
thanks
part of what
calling.
We're going to talk about today, too, is we're going to take a short break. When we come back, what we're going to talk about, you know, which is so related to what we shared with Amy, is what you created, Doc Martin, when you created sort of the maximum medicine approach, you know, and what we're looking at when we look at the model that you created that starts with aware. And how
right.
that factors into
right.
the work that you do. But also, you've brought in some very powerful elements in the beautiful Maximum Medicine Matrix, which I think we are at the point now where, as we introduce this to people, not only will they get a sense of what it's like to work with you, but the power of it.
Right.
You know, the power of if just those four elements we could take in and practice in our lives, those
right.
four elements that you've defined. Wow.
Right. So Amy, keep listening in, because there'll be
keep
more
listening.
To help you.
Yep. Yep. Let's take a short break, everybody.
All right.
We will be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. And we are taking your calls for Sharon Martin, Dr. Sharon Martin, Doc Martin, as we like to call her. For more information about Doc Martin, go to her website, drsharonmartin.com. It is a brand new website. We are still doing some fine tuning. What they say in the technical world, we're optimizing it. What Doc Martin says in the metaphysical and medical world is maximizing it. What you're going to find are a lot of elements that we're going to be talking about in the next several weeks, especially in light of what all of us are experiencing with COVID-19. But I think this is a good time.
Pat, I lost you for a second.
You know, aware. Oh, sorry about that. How your model of aware, allow, act, and affirm is literally what you went through in talking to Amy, but it's something you use in Maximum Medicine.
Yeah, that's right. So on my, oh, by the way, this new website is gorgeous. Dr. Pat designed it for me. It's spectacular. DrSharonMartin.com. But in working with Dr. Pat, and we put together my perspective of what Maximum Medicine is all about. And it's really, really about we as human beings having the power to be more than we think we are and to heal ourselves. And to, even if you're not wounded or have any issue, to be even bigger than you were. So one of the processes, and it's diagrammed, beautifully diagrammed on the website, would really help, and we'll start with Amy's problem of having the struggles of having a fractured shoulder and a fractured knee. There is a process that you can go through that I call the Maximum Medicine approach. And it starts with allow. Well, what does it mean to allow? For me, it's about letting source in, something bigger than me. And maybe for Amy's case, because she's had such bad vibes with doctors, the fact that she actually went to the ER and sat there in gratitude, that is allowing that modern technological medicine to come to her assistance. Is that her favorite place to be? Absolutely not. Is that her favorite style of help? Probably not. But that allowing is the first step, because you have to be, even the allowing within yourself to allow yourself to change, to allow yourself to be different, to allow that it is possible that you will heal, that it is possible you will step beyond this. And then the next step is awareness. When you allow the voices from beyond to talk to you, when you allow help, you start to see things from a different perspective, and you become aware of the ways that you could do things differently, or you become aware of, oh, well, you know, the doctor said, try this or that exercise. And you start to recognize that you could actually listen to that person. You become aware perhaps of what essential oils would help over that area, over your shoulder. So that awareness comes from having opened our minds up. And that's what allowing is. Open your mind up. Let more info in. And then you act on what you've been told. And sometimes, as Amy figured out, you can't do a lot when your shoulder on one side's broken, your knee on the other. So she's going slower. She's calming down. She's sitting down. She's taking a exhale. So that act, you take all the information you gained, you act on it. And then as you have acted on it, then you're going to need to practice all those new things that you learned. And that's the affirm stage. And that's kind of the cycle of how I would deal with any problem. So Pat, how about if we shift gears a little? Everybody is so freaked out about COVID-19.
Yep.
Let's just, I really would like us to get to the place where we can drop our fear and do what we can do to really get ourselves through this. What do you think?
I think so, because we're now at the stage, and let's just talk about, this is my perspective on stages of where we are. We're now at the point now where it has become a reality. So if you live in Washington State, like we do here, myself and Jessica and Olivia and Zach and, you know, and Linda was here before she went back to New Jersey, right? If you live in Washington State, there was a point in time where right before Linda went back, where it seemed as if what was going on was a Washington State situation. Mm-hmm. Even though around the world, it wasn't, right? You know, right. Even though every place else around, it was Washington, right?
Right.
And that's the way people addressed it, right? So even when Linda went back, her family's like, we have to quarantine you because you're coming back from Washington State, right?
Oh, yeah. Washington State had it because they're closer to the Pacific Rim. And they're closer to travelers from China, but we're over here on the East Coast.
We're over here.
And we're okay. We're different.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, that was sort of the honeymoon stage of this. And, you know, you go through that idea where they're calling it novel. They're calling it a novel virus. And I'm really fascinated by that term and the way that medicine uses the phrase novel virus, right? And mm-hmm. So here we are, but now in a matter of days, we are watching each state on their own, not at the federal level, which is for people, if you're living in a state where they haven't done what Washington and now New York is doing, we have some of our hosts that are living in other parts of the country and they're like, wow, you know, we're not as aware. So there's this energy of aware. So mm-hmm. if we use mm-hmm. what you were talking about, there's aware. At first, we were aware that something's happening in Washington. Now we really know that Washington State wasn't the only place. Mm-hmm. And it is now we are more aware that this is worldwide. So now we've changed our language from epidemic to pandemic. We've changed our language to this is a local alert, right? Even in Washington State, you know, our governor was handling it county by county. And he had to come forward and say, no, we got to go to a statewide situation. So now we're in a different energy. We're in a different state. Now that we are aware, we are allowing the possibility and the solutions to show up, right?
Right.
But there's no uniformity. So when there's no uniformity of solution, it causes anxiety. That was my question to Amy, right? Mm-hmm. Is, are you worried? So ask the same question. Are you worried? But let me ask you this question. When we start to move through these different aspects or phases, right?
Right.
I'm not sure we are addressing how we can help people bring calm and compassion to the conversation instead of absolute anger that you just shut my bar down. And that's the anger that's really coming at Governor Cuomo in New York. But this is entering sort of all of the energies that I remember from the AIDS epidemic and from Lyme disease. You know, this is the difference here is at the pace that this is spreading, would you say?
It's really moving quickly. When I think it was probably a week ago, Pennsylvania had 7 cases and now we're over 100. But I'd like to, and do this when we come back. I really want to talk about, even if we can't have our governments calm, our state or local or federal governments calm us down or give us what we need, we still have vast resources within us and in our communities. And I really want to talk about that because I don't want people to feel helpless. I don't want you to feel like you're just at the mercy. At some level, we're all at the mercy of forces in the going around the earth. But you do have tools and yeah. we can talk about that.
Why don't we, I mean, I'm willing to skip the break because I know we have a lot to talk about. If you're willing to just let's keep
I'm willing
rolling
to keep
here,
on
let's
rolling.
Just keep
yep.
going because I do want you to be able to address this with people because this okay. is what you do.
So fear is a big thing. Monday was probably the worst day in my office ever because the governor of Pennsylvania had closed the schools. The nurses were panicked. What patients should we let through the door? How do we do it? I mean, it's been coming so quickly. We hadn't really had time to generate a plan. Do we have the personal protective equipment, the gowns, the face shields, the gloves? Who's going to see? And blah, 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 blah. And that's enough to send you into a tailspin. And I have to confess, I was going down the rabbit hole on Monday. But I had to stop and remember that this may not be the only virus or illness that's ever comes towards me in my lifetime, that we have to do our very best to get rid of the fear, because fear destroys your immune system. Fear raises, and on a very simple level, fear raises cortisol. Cortisol suppresses your immune system. Fear also ties up our human mind so much that we don't listen to the voices that come in from the higher self or the spirit world, the ones that are saying, you know, how about instead of eating a burger tonight, how about if you have a salad because it'd be really good to get those greens on board? Those kinds of things, fear just destroys all of that. And we are able to heal ourselves. There is life force in our very DNA, in our biochemistry. And if we can even as simply as have a mantra in the morning to when we get up, or if you work night shift, whenever your wake time is, attach, ground, connect, be present, pull into yourself the life force, because our cells respond to the energy of life and our biochemistry responds to the energy of life, just as Amy's bones will respond to the energy of healing, of reconnecting. That's what the cells are going to do, what they're capable of doing. So Pat, I think the biggest thing is to really get rid of the fear. And that's hard to do because everywhere you turn, every media's got, well, they've got to come up with a news story to have some kind of drama to get you to be a listener. What do you think, Pat?
I think that's it. I mean, we're really, as a team, we're looking at what we want to do. And my original reaction, Doc, was, and I said to Jessica, I said, look, we got to do something so people don't go silent. So people in our industry don't go silent. We represent independent media. We're not NPR. We're not tied to a nonprofit. We're not tied to, you know, sponsors telling us what to say or not to say. We're not tied to major network. We're independent. So we have to make sure that we do not go silent. And so I threw this out to Jessica, and Jessica talked to Jason, her fiance, and Jason said, look, yes, you don't want to go silent, but you really want to approach this with a compassionate vehicle for conversations. And right. that's really the way we're going to approach it. But the ideas for us, because we're not hooked in, is we can have a channel up in 24 hours that is totally dedicated to this. Give everybody a login that wants to sign up and do a podcast or a show with us mm-hmm. and let them have at it in half hour intervals. Open it up, live call in. It could be, we have the ability to do that, right?
And what you're doing, and let's just put a bigger word on it, that is the power of community. And that community is a healing energy in and of itself, because it joins up in the heart space and it takes you out of that outside distractor and crazy world thinking. And that would be phenomenal.
And we're different. Doc, mm-hmm. and we're different. You know, I know CNN did a Facebook Live thing the other day, but we really are different. And by the way, we have right downstairs from our production studio, there's an organization and they specialize in classroom education online video that we're going to be talking with.
Cool.
And I think about this, and somebody said to me, wow, Pat, that's so like you. And I thought, what does that actually mean? And I said to them, what exactly do you mean by that? They said, aren't you the one that in the height of the economic crisis, didn't you start Transformation Talk Radio? And I thought, I did. But the listeners really brought that forward. They were unemployed. They were like, you got to do something. But right. Here's the thing. You and I have to be committed to this, because here's what's going on, Sharon. On our local TV, there was a newscast. I don't know what do we call them? The local news? Is that what we say? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Local news. And I live in the Pacific Northwest. So when I heard this, I got really a little bit ticked. And the woman went on to say, you're going to get emails from people trying to sell you things like herbs, trying to sell you things like oils, trying to sell you things like silver, trying to sell. And she said, that is just spam. And I just stopped for a minute. And I just thought to, and I called them. And I said, do you have any idea of what you just did? I said, you're talking to people that may not have access to treatment in hospitals, in medical offices. You're talking about something you actually don't know about. And I said to her, here's the deal. Go online and Google what the Japanese are doing right now to purify mm-hmm. their hospitals. Go look at how they're using ozone to do that, or go look to find out what other places that don't have our medical system. So here we are with information that people are calling crazy, or somebody trying to sell you something. And I think our obligation is to bring the conversation and let people decide.
I like that approach. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell somebody, don't go to your medical doctor. I would never do that.
Yeah.
I don't have an alternative approach. I have an integrative approach because that's what I've lived. And yet at the same time, this has got to be about healing with compassion. And I know that's hard, isn't it?
Well, I think what's also hard is we have to wake up our altruism. All the stores around here are out of toilet paper and Purell hand sanitizer. And of course, that's got everybody who can't get to buy any of that all freaked out. So first, let's remember that we're all in this together and open up our heart space. And secondly, this virus has a lipid, that means fat, envelope around it. Fat is so easily broken by plain old soap. Plain old soap, you don't have to buy Lysol wipes. You don't have to buy Clorox wipes. You don't have to buy anything. Plain old soap. So everybody's got access to soap still. And think about the things that promote your immune system that you're going to eat.
Exactly.
Definitely. You know, if you're able to make juice, make yourself vegetable juice. You name the vegetable, put it in there. Eat greens, eat beans. Just really try to be outdoors. Be outdoors in nature. Nature and the animal world is such a big healer. In the Pacific Northwest, I remember when I first went to visit you guys, when I first met you, one of the things that struck me as I was driving up the highway from Seattle to Bothell was the trees. Oh my God, the trees, the evergreens. There were such a magnificent energy there. Go outdoors. these plant world has lived on this earth for millions of years. You don't think they've been hit by a virus? They've been hit by a virus. Just be in their wisdom. And if you get sick, remember, at least 97% of people are going to recover. So, and we're going to work really hard to make sure the other 3% recovers as well. But we'll all get through this. We will really get through this. So be in nature and affirm your ability to heal. Affirm that we are connected to the life force. We are connected to the magnetic grids of the earth. We are capable of shifting our chemistry. We're not naive to viruses. I'm sure the Neanderthals and ancient peoples got hit by a whole lot of stuff. We have the capacity, and maybe it is herbs, maybe it is oils, maybe it's simply getting enough rest. But yeah. keep the good thoughts, because the good thoughts, Bruce Lipton would be the one to tell you, your emotions really impact your cell physiology. So impact it in the right way. And that's what to me maximum medicine is helping each of you, each of us, remembering we're capable of so much more. We just have to believe it and then send the right thoughts, eat right, and bring in the right words from spirit. And I think we got this.
And you know, one of the things I love is that we have not had a single host not show up to do their shows. If anything, they're mm-hmm. more energized. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've ever listened to Terry's show, Terry J. Walker. If you've ever listened to show, the show that she does, right? And, the I Am Power Hour. And she comes on and does a show, and she was smack dab in the middle of the tornado in Tennessee.
Holy moly.
So we got the virus. Then we get the tornado that comes right through her neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, yeah.
Or the earthquake that went through Utah.
Exactly.
Holy moly.
But there's something about people like you, Sharon, and like Terry, and the folks that are showing up now, that folks are not going to go quietly into the night and abandon people. None of you are going to do that, right?
Nope. And if anybody needs to work with me through this
phone number,
drsharonmartin.com, and my 800 number, I have to remember this because sometimes I forget it, 833-940-1882. But that's also on the website, drsharonmartin.com. So I was just thinking, I'm sorry, go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I just want to tell folks pretty soon they're going to be able to see Maximum Medicine Circles from you, Healing Hour Circles. We're going to be developing that. That's going to be coming.
Wonderful.
We'll let folks know about that through our newsletter. Go ahead, Sharon. I know we got a couple of minutes left.
I really believe this because we're in an energetic shift of the earth itself galactically. Ground, meaning feel yourself connected. Feel your energy field connect to the life force of the earth. And that connection is so strong and powerful to be able to maneuver and navigate through the chaos, because there's going to be turmoil energetically with the magnetic grids, with the ley lines and the fields of the earth. Just make sure you make the intention that your energy field is grounded to the life force of the earth, and that will pull you through. And of course, being out in nature helps. How can you not be connected to earth sitting under a gorgeous cedar tree?
I agree. Sharon, thank you so much. Personal message, what would you like to leave us with today?
We're going to make it. We are so much more than we think. Don't fall prey to the fear. Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations. to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.